Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Emor, the status of the Kohen. I'd like to discuss a fascinating pasuk in our Parsha, really just one word, V'kidashto, you shall sanctify him. It's our role to sanctify the Kohen. Why? Ki et lechem elokecha hu makriv. Seems to say that since he is the one who offers our bread, offers our sacrifices, the daily bread of God, so to speak, on the altar, therefore, we have to sanctify him. We have to prop him up. We have to give him special status. So the question is, what does it mean? How do you sanctify the Kohen? What do you say? Honored Kohen, what are you supposed to do to him? So the Mishnah in Gittin kind of seems to address this issue. On the other hand, not necessarily. Elu devarim mibnei darkei shalom. These are the things which the rabbi said because of the ways of peace. You don't want to have debates and fights in a congregation. And sometimes, unfortunately, there are debates in a congregation. But we try to minimize it. How? Kohen Kore Rishon, Vacharav Levi, Vacharav Yisrael, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. The Mishnah in Gittin 58, 59a, Nun Tet Amud Aleph, says that we always have a Kohen, then a Levi, then an Israelite, and that way it minimizes fights. Who gets the first Aliyah? It's the Kohen. Who gets the second one? It's the Levi. Who's the third? It's an Israelite. Who gets the fourth and fifth? That you have to fight over. But in any event, it minimizes the fighting. Now, does that show that we honor the Kohen by giving him the first? Not necessarily. It's more like we don't want to have fights, so we create a system. Within that system, why we make the system like this? Why don't we give the first Aliyah to someone else? That could be that that's because of something else, some obligation to honor the Kohen. And that's what the Gemara says. Minani mila. How do we know that you put the Kohen first? Amar Rav Masna, the Gemara says, Rav Masna says, Tamar Kva. He gives one particular source, but Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Miacha. He says the source is like this, V'kidashto, that you should honor the Kohen, this week's parsha, L'chol Davar Shebek Dusha, in any realm of holiness. Now that makes it seem like only in the realm of holiness. I don't have to let him in open the door for him to let him in first. I don't have to, if I'm at the table, I don't have to give him the first piece of cake because it's only for matters of holiness. I don't have to honor him in matters that are not regarding holiness. However, we have Tana de Berei Shmuel, we have a Brisa, and it goes on, V'kidashto. This week's parsha says you should honor him, L'chol davar shebekdusha, in all matters of holiness. That's the same phrase we saw before. But then they give examples. Liftoach Rishon, he should be the first. He should open up. Open up what? Well, Rashi says, the laning, the Torah reading. Rashi, Chol Davar Kavod. Any honor of honor, any matter of honor. Bein b'Torah, bein b'yeshiva. Hu yidaber b'rosh. If you're sitting around, let him speak first. So Rashi seems to take it into the realm of the secular. That even in the secular realm, a number of people are expressing their opinion. Let's hear from him first. He's the Kohen. Liftoach Rishon. But you could interpret more narrowly, only for the Aliyah, the first Aliyah. Levarich Rishon, the benching, and the meal. Litol Mana Yafa Rishon. And also to take the first portion. Where do you take the first portion? Rashi says in anything. In any time you're dividing up portions. The Tosfos says, no, it could go in Maaser Ani. And when it comes to the tithing for the poor, it's staka, charity. Imhu Ani, Chaverim Hayoshim Masuda. He says, or a bunch of friends are sitting around, you can get the first piece of cake. But, the Midi the Shutfus, lo Amina. So there is an idea that when it comes to partnership, he doesn't necessarily get the first piece because after all, you should be generous. Everyone should want the other person to get the first piece. When it comes to partnerships, it doesn't apply. So there may be some limitation in the secular realm, on the extent to which we give him honor. Now, this notion that the Kohen is to get the first Aliyah is not as simple as you think, because the Gemara actually mentions that Rav Kari Bekohani, that Rav used to get the first Aliyah, Rav Huna Kari Bekohani, that some of these rabbis, they used to get the first Aliyah because they were the undisputed greatest sages of their time. Now, you could argue that since it was so clear that they were such great sages, there's no fight over it. Of course he gets the first aliyah. He's Rav. He's one of the greatest rabbis in the Talmud. But if you're someone like me or another rabbi, well, you could argue this rabbi is greater than that rabbi, the other rabbi, the person who's not a rabbi, he's greater. You could argue who's greater. That's why we put the Kohen first. But if someone is undisputedly the greatest, maybe that's different. The Rambam goes on a rampage in the Perish HaMishnayos, and he says, people don't know what they're doing. He says they call an Amaris, a person ignorant Kohen, they call him first. They have no idea what they're talking about. It has no basis, no root, klal. It's not mentioned in the Talmud. He says he can't believe it that they have this terrible custom. He says they're stuck, they're sick with their customs. They have an illness of being overly reliant on their customs and the way that they tend to do things. He says it's not following the Talmud. He says, I don't know where they got this from. He says that Kohen is before Levi. That's only if there's no scholar. If there's no scholar, then you give it to the Kohen. But if there is a scholar, clearly the scholar must get it. But as my father of blessed memory pointed out, the Rambam somehow came to actually writing his book. He calmed down and he said, well, that's the minig. Minig pashut, that's the simple custom. Although it may be foolish, that's the custom that the Kohen reads, even if he's not a scholar, he comes before the sage, before even a great sage of Israel. And then beyond that, kol hagadol mechaveru, beyond the Kohen Levi, then the more honored would come first. So theoretically, perhaps the Rambam would put the shlishi would be for the honored person. Perhaps if there's no Kohen, should give the rabbi first, give the scholar first, and then others. That when there's no Kohen, it's not that no rules, there is a rule. The scholar always comes first. We're supposed to honor the scholar. There is an interesting Mordechai that we must share as well regarding the question of secular use of a Kohen. One time there was a fellow who poured water on Rabbi Tam, on the rabbi's hands, to help him wash his hands. So they asked him, they said, don't you know that you can't use a Kohen? Because it says so in the Jerusalem Talmud. And he answered, that was in the olden days when Lechem Elokecha Umakvi, when he brought sacrifices. But nowadays, they don't have sanctity anymore. They don't wear their holy garments. It doesn't apply anymore. So they said to Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Tosfot, Rashi's grandson, they said, wait a second. Then why do you give him the first aliyah? Shasak Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam didn't know what to answer. He got stuck. But Rabbeinu Peter, there was a rabbi whose name was Peter, and he gave the following, or Peter, he gave the following answer. Dinehi diesh bem kedusha. It's true, they have holiness, but they can be moichel. They can waive their holiness if they want to. And so it says in the Code of Jewish Law, as well, at the end of the laws of the Nesiyas Kapayim, 128 in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Ashkenazic gloss, he says, Asur lishtamesh b'kohen. You don't use a kohen. Don't tell the kohen, can you open the door for me? You get me this. Get me my slippers. I feel as much as that. Even nowadays. Forget what Rabbeinu Tam said. Tahavi kemoel behekdesh. It's like you're using the holy object, the holy person. Imlo machal alkach. If he didn't forgive or forgo his right. There is a question as to whether Kohen can forgo their honor. And we say, generally we say, yes, a Kohen can forgo his honor, whether it's for the aliyah, whether it is for the benching. However, we try to minimize doing that because this is the way the takana was set up, and you'll lead to further dispute, because if you ask the Kohen to be mochel, then who knows who gets the aliyah? This bar mitzvah, the other bar mitzvah. So we try not to ask the Kohen to be mochel on a regular basis. So mitzvah of the kiddashto, mitzvah of honoring the Kohen, most authorities say it even still applies today, to give honor to the Kohen, to recognize that those among us who are of the priestly status, they've been given this status. I might argue the following. We have to recognize that each of us has a special status. As a Jewish person, someone who God has given us the status of the children of Israel. And we also have to give ourselves self-respect as human beings, as people, to appreciate our special role in the world to bring holiness and sanctity, not only to ourselves and our community, but to the entire world. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth-Lemeth Congregation for our discussion today. And join us each week for further discussions. See the archives of our past discussions as well. Thank you to Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. And we learn, as we do throughout the year, L'zichro Nishmas, in memory of my father, blessed memory, Reb Baruch Reb Chaim Shmuel, Yehi Zichro Baruch, may his memory be a blessing.